I like the pink hair. Yeah. Are you? Yeah.
Have you ever dyed your hair a different color?
Are we recording?
Oh, this is spray.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not permanent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My husband would freak out.
Is that a new thing? You can just do spray now?
Yeah.
What? Is that a new thing?
You can do like glitter. You can do whatever you
want.
Didn't
you like in the 90s like grow up and like spray paint like trick-or-treating or
that
something?
Was the thing.
I'm not a glitter fan.
Really?
Well, a lot of people in our town that had a glitter mining scam.
What does that mean?
People were selling shares like pamphlets for mining glitter, right? And people bought into it in our town, a lot of people, and people lost thousands.
People lost thousands.
Yeah, one man lost $2,000.
Wow. Oh, well, I feel for it. The glitter mining scandal of 96, huh?
No, I think it was probably, 87.
Well, everybody.
And that's when the local football team was doing good, so people were hyped up.
Well, they needed glitter, you know, to throw out at the pep rally. Yes.
Oh, we've got enough glitter in town.
All right, so welcome back to Allegedly. It's me, Matt Weiss, and
Theo Vaughn.
And today we have a great guest. She's beautiful. You're gorgeous.
Thank
and obviously,
you.
We've discussed, I don't play for that team, although it is Valentine's Day.
So, yeah, what do you do on Valentine's? Well,
gay people can have Valentine's too, but this summer official. I was thinking of Danielle Fishel.
And superficial at the same time. And she superficial.
Summer Fishel from The Magicians on Sci-Fi.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm going to say first off that as a comedian, you know that magicians are comedians' arch nemesis. Do you know that?
What?
Yeah. I could see that. Could see that because they're showmen.
And like...
Yeah. And a lot of times they can be pretty funny.
Yeah, that's true. They try.
Yeah.
And then when they can't do it, they use the magic.
They do try.
I'm picturing like a West Side Story magicians versus comedians like standoff.
Well, write it.
Write it. I didn't say anybody's going to want to watch it.
Look, dude, you've made some bad stuff that'll fit right in.
Wow. Ouch.
Sorry, Summer. But no, this is about you, and thank you for joining us, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for having me. Happy Valentine's Day.
We're talking about her pink hair. She's got some pink sprayed hair, which Theo just heard of the possibility of spray coloring your hair and it coming out.
Well, I know you can dye your hair, you know? And that's when you put dye in your hair and it stays in your hair.
Yeah.
But can you just... You can just spray color into your hair.
Oh, yeah. You can spray color. I was born in the 80s, so I was all about, like, the glitter pots and Spice Girls and that whole, like, vibe.
Spice Girls getting back together, by the way.
Yeah, one was here. Mel B was on here.
Yeah, Mel B was on here, but they just announced they're doing a big tour.
Finally?
With Victoria.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Which Spice Girl did you relate to the most?
I'm Posh all the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
You
yeah.
know, though, she wasn't the most popular. I was reading an article that the most
Ginger
was the most popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I read her book when I was a kid. I was like obsessed with the Spice Girls, and I would convince like all of my friends to put on like Spice Girls impersonation shows.
Do you sing?
I don't. I think I can, but I can't.
Oh, but those are the best singers. Those people think they can.
But tell us what you want. What you really, really want?
Yeah, exactly.
What Spice Girl did you relate to?
I thought Mel B was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know the rest of them, and I've never been a huge fan of the British. So, you know, a lot of the problems
The Beatles
I can relate to a little bit more, but I think a lot of the problems in the world come from the British, and we always, you know, we get blamed for a lot of it.
Stop it.
I do. You don't think so?
No, I don't.
We're the scapegoat.
Oh, definitely. The British
we have many other countries to worry about than the British.
Oh, but they caused a lot of trouble, and I haven't really been speaking up for a while.
Back then?
Yes.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, but it resonates through. It ripples through time. We're still dealing with a lot of this.
So you know? Anyway,
I didn't mean to take it out of context.
Star of the Magicians. The magic, which we talked about. I would assume, do you like run into magicians, Theo, on your tour, like as other people who are trying to entertain?
You see them from time to time. I knew a guy that was always trying to swallow swords or whatever, and then eventually, and I don't want to say that he came out of the closet, but I think he did. But
I want to say I've known a few of those.
Right. Whoa, look at this holster over here, huh?
No,
this guy was, and this is a true story, this was a tall man, and he was doing sword swallowing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I mean, this guy could hide 7 or 8 swords in his dome, you know? He was, I mean, he was just a damn, just a, you know, it was almost like you would keep, what are those things called that hide you from the rain?
An umbrella?
Yeah. I mean, you could almost keep umbrellas in him, keep them by the door, you know? I mean, he could hold, you know, he had that kind of a gullet on him. He could hold that much in his throat. But anyhow.
Are you a magic fan?
I wasn't before the show. I had never really thought about magic or magicians that much. But I've definitely developed a respect for what they do now, just because I've been around it and exposed to it. Because I'm, supposed to be a magician on the show. But, for a show about magic and being a queen of a magical land, you don't often see me do much magic.
It's not like tricks.
Yeah. You never really see my character Margot do a lot of magic. Because
it's more like fantasy world sort of thing. It's not like a magic thing.
Yeah. It's sort of like inherent, right? It's like another character. But, it would be nice. It would be nice to do some magic tricks.
If we put you on the spot, I'm not.
Yeah.
But could you do a magic trick now?
Absolutely not.
Nothing.
No, nothing. I'm the worst among the entire cast. Like, Jason Ralph, who plays Quentin on the show, is actually pretty skilled when it comes to, like, cards and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think for the most part, the majority of the cast has a little bit of comprehension and knowledge of card tricks. And we had an actual instructor and a magician come and, like, teach us about magic and show us some, like, basic tricks, and I just absorb none of it.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're not into it, you're not gonna absorb it. But so, Theo, can I tell you something?
Jesus, I probably don't have a choice but to hear it.
I've been sleeping really, really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been sleeping very well since I got my Lisa mattress.
Ooh.
You know what Lisa mattress is?
I know Lisa's the first girl you've probably been with in a while.
that's the closest I've ever been to anything. It's an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious. Yeah. So I feel good when I sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean socially conscious?
Well, it's driven by a mission to provide a better place to sleep for everybody. So Lisa donates one mattress to a shelter for every 10 they sell through their 110 program.
A shelter for what, humans or what?
Yeah, humans, yeah. Humans need to, every human should be able to sleep on a mattress, and they make it possible. They've donated over 22,000 mattresses so far.
I believe that.
And they also plant a tree. Every time that a mattress is bought, they plant a tree.
Well, that's whatever, but I think that getting the mattress to somebody is super important. I do know this, that you can find out how they feel. They're at over 80 West Elm stores nationwide. So if you have a West Elm store near you, you can go try out your Lisa mattress. Then you can come back to us and get a discount on one.
You can also go to the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, New York City, and Virginia Beach. They're American-made mattress that ships compressed in a box to your door. So you open it up, it pops open, and then you can go to sleep. And now our listeners can try the mattress in their home for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping always.
Wow.
That's right. 100 nights. And if you use our promo code, you're going to get $100 off the mattress right now.
That's it.
Go to lisa.com/allegedly.
Get that.
And use the promo code allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. And get your Lisa mattress and get a good night's sleep.
What are you sleeping on? What even mattress are you on, dude? You on right now on that freaking Simon Lupsberg mattress? What is that?
I never even heard
of that.
No, I haven't.
You on that Jerry Kakadactyl mattress?
Oh, okay.
Get something reliable.
That's what my mom sleeps on.
Get something reliable. So go to Lisa, LEESA.com/allegedly and promo code allegedly. $100 off that mattress. Sleep well.
A lot of women.
Yeah.
Find magicians very sexy.
Yeah.
I would assume some find comedians sexy as well.
I don't know. I think Anne Hesh kind of was into me. You think so or not?
Do I think Anne Hesh was into you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she might have been. She said it right there. She basically said, let's just do it.
Yeah, women say a lot of stuff.
But that might have been because of you, not a comedian aspect.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Because you're charming in yourself. But I think, do you find magicians, do they have an extra sexiness to them?
That's a good question, actually.
If I were single, I would not date a magician. No.
Why?
It would be such a write-off. Immediately.
Why? Why? Because it's nerdy?
I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I would not date a magician.
Well, why though?
Why? And I think it's
like, come on, man, you're a magician.
Because you think it's cheesy.
I think it's so cheesy.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's something. How about someone who could pull off a good trick? There's something. I mean, you know, it's a trick. That's sexy.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I guess if they're like really good at it, but I'd still be like, what compelled you to be a magician? Like, what was the inner dialogue when you were making that decision for your life?
Well,
it's
a predominantly gay man's sport. I mean, let's be honest.
Is it true?
Siegfried, Roy, David Copperfield.
Not gay.
Hansel and Gretel.
David Blaine.
don't know.
David Blaine?
Not gay. Definitely not gay.
He's with very young women, though, and that's almost like being gay a little bit. At a certain age for men, there's something in there very Roman.
That's not true. Penn and Teller? Very not Roman. Gay. I mean,
yeah, but one of them's kind of a know-it-all a little bit, and he sometimes seems like a little bit of a, like he might have a gay man trapped in him. It's the big one. Who's the big one?
What do you? That's Penn.
Yeah, Penn.
So you think gay men feel like we're all know-it-alls?
No, but this guy seems like it a little
bit. Okay, fair enough. So you're wrong. Your statement is wrong.
Okay, I'll be wrong.
It's not a gay thing.
You're right.
I think that there's a reason why David Copperfield or whatever like has these women like throwing stuff at them. Because
that's true.
There's something. It's not. He's not the most attractive guy, but it's like there's something special. Well, you don't magic.
You don't even know what he looks like. You're looking at the magic so much. You don't even know if he's ugly or handsome.
That's true. Next, it's misdirection.
Next thing you know, you have two kids with him, and you're living, you know, outside of Barstow.
He was married to Claudia Schiffer for a while.
Really?
Yeah, they were together.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So like, see, magicians score.
Yeah,
magician
they
score.
Get babes.
I've had many magicians try to hide something.
Really?
Wow. Well, they weren't magicians, and I didn't let them.
Oh my God. Well,
most of the time.
See, a lot of men will say they're magicians to meet other men, I feel like.
That's never been used on me.
Really? I thought you just said that.
No, I mean, I find it sexy, but I was joking about people saying they wanted to hide something in me. But no, I've never met a magician that...
Then what's a job that you do find sexy then? Like, what is like a real sexy job to you?
Don't say actor.
Well, my husband was a tennis player. I think that's pretty sexy.
That works. That
yeah,
does it.
Yeah.
And did you meet
him
at a tennis place?
Tennis is a good sport. No, I didn't. I met him at a bar.
Okay.
But, no, yeah, I'm into, like, athletic dudes. You know, soccer has always been a turn on. Soccer players are pretty sexy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Swimmers. Swimmers are pretty hot.
So that body type that's a little more, like...
I guess so, yeah.
Thinner and toned and built, not, like... bulky muscular.
Yeah. I'm not into like the big,
like football-y type.
I'm not into that vibe.
We have the same type.
Yeah.
Look at that. We
That's
should go out
cool.
and hang out.
Just pick
for
up
me.
Dudes.
Yeah, just for me.
Yeah,
I can use you.
Matt's going to use you as bait to meet these men.
100%. Like, she's gorgeous. And they'll go, oh, but I'm straight. And I'll be like,
so what types, I mean, you know, you're a beautiful lady, and a lot of actresses are accessible these days with social media. What type of, you know, what type of men do you get that?
Especially when you're on a show like The Magicians, which is a little like, I'm not going to say nerdy, but it's got its own kind of fanboydom.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Its own kind of Comic-Con-y type fans.
Yeah.
So who hits you up?
We definitely have our niche. It's funny. A lot of gay men really love my character.
Really?
A lot of gay guys.
Well, she's a little sassy, and she's like...
She's sassy.
She's
and
got style.
Yeah,
and...
for sure. Yeah, so I would say for the most part, like, I've really struck a chord with gay men. And, like, women love my character.
Because it's a strong character.
Yeah, there's something about my character that's really, like, struck a chord with women. Because I think she, like, my character has no censors. She just says whatever she wants. So I think, you know, I think a lot of women are really attracted to that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, do you get a lot of lesbian women that reach out to you, or what's that like?
No, I don't. Not that I know of.
Right.
These days,
it's pretty much like, I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty whatever.
It's pretty, yeah, anything goes kind of, you know, but I think that's what my character's all about. Sort of like anything goes, really.
Yeah, there is a sexual fluidity because people are calling it like a...
Yeah.
They call it like an older adult Harry Potter.
Yeah,
with that kind of sort of thing. But one
For
of the
sure.
things that when you use adult that you don't really get in Harry Potter is that sexual aspect of it.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Which is, I think, what a lot of people respond to on the show. Yeah. I mean, you're all good-looking people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hermione Granger. I used to like Hermione Granger, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hopefully when she was of age.
Do.
Of age, dude.
Yeah, okay.
I put it in Hermione,
you know?
Yeah. And that's Anthony laughing in the back, and that is a good joke.
I'm going to clarify her. Of age, Miney.
Yeah, you delinquent.
She was 12 when she started the show. I hope you weren't doing that joke then.
I didn't watch the movies until about 8 years after they came out.
Okay.
But she was still 12 in the original. Okay. Wait, so do you get like Cuckoo Bananas people who hit you up?
You know what? No. We really have like great fans.
Like people who think you're actually Margot or like any of that sort of stuff.
I almost wish that I did have some crazy fans. Like today I was, you know, getting my coffee and a really like lovely young woman came up to me and was like, I love your character. She's my favorite. She's so strong. She's great. And like walked away and was like super chill.
Wow.
Like our fans are like super chill, mellow, like millennials.
You're all like, please follow me home. Do something weird.
Do something. Stalk me.
Wow, that's cool. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty mellow fans. So
that's awesome. I would assume it's a fun show to do.
It's so much fun.
Because just the nature of what it is and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. And I always tell the writers it's like my emancipation because I always played such, like, you know, conservative characters with, like, a pretty conservative religious background. And, like, I really struggled to sort of find characters outside of that. And then this was, like, that, you know, everything I wanted on crack. Like, I just finally got to do and say and act and wear all of the things I had always wanted to wear. And it's like my wet dream playing a character like this.
Wow. So I assume it's a lot of the wet dreams of many of your fans.
I guess so. Yeah.
And a lot of women don't have wet dreams. Do you know that?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I did. That wet dreams is more of a man's sport.
Well, okay.
Why is that crazy?
That's not crazy. I don't have experience. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You can have wet dreams. You know that?
I know, but I'm not a woman. I don't know if women have wet dreams. I've never thought of it, to be honest.
We do. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like with actual
wetness?
Like wetness? Yeah. No.
Well, then that's a key ingredient.
Well, yeah.
So you have dreams.
We have dreams of a sexual nature.
All right. I'm a little grossed out right now.
I mean, you're grossed out, guys.
It got weird.
The woman wet dream thing freaks
me out.
We're
all wet dreams, man. Look at little Anthony.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's like, why are you pulling me
out? Every time I look at Anthony, I think of a wet dream.
Have you ever been with a gay man?
No, I have not, but I always ended up attracted to gay men.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, kind of like my character.
Yeah.
Who's like endlessly in love with Elliot.
So you can use
that. I can totally relate.
What's that about for you? Like, why do you say that?
I don't know. I think I just always found myself accidentally attracted or drawn to somebody who happened to be gay and like not know.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe.
So gaydar off? A little bit?
Totally off.
Really?
Or do you think secretly on, though?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I have, like, intimacy issues or something, and I was always attracted to who was not available.
Interesting. All right, there we go.
I don't know. But, yeah, that's definitely happened in my life.
Wow.
Now, were there times where, you know, like, the man ended up having to, like, you were the person that they brought this to and realized that with? Like, I mean, because that probably was interesting. And I'm not trying to find out who this is or anything. I'm just curious about this.
What, someone was with her and said,
I was always just way off. I don't have any gaydar.
Theo, I don't think you have good gaydar either.
Really?
None.
Yeah, I think you've got pretty bad gaydar.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike, gay or straight?
I think it's up in the air. But didn't Mike say he has a kid, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, so you knew that. That was a little too much information. Okay.
But also, Anthony, I feel like, could be...
No, we've been over this.
We're keeping him in... By the way, everybody, he's in the little recording booth that does not have light today for some reason.
The dungeon got darker
this week.
We literally
got him with a flashlight. Sitting in the booth.
Yeah, it looks like one of Liberace's shoeboxes.
I've had some wet dreams that go along this way.
And there you go.
But going back to your career, like you said, you prior to Magicians, you did play a lot of more serious kind of stuff. I know you came to like kind of in Towelhead, which was different type of thing.
Yeah,
and then you did Crossing Over and stuff. That was all more serious and based more on, I don't know, the religious aspects and the cultural aspects,
for sure. Yeah,
where this is not that.
Yeah,
were you dying to get away from, like, I don't know if it's typecast or just to do something other than something like that?
Yeah, well, I enjoyed playing both of those roles, and I thought that those were like huge accomplishments that were nuanced and interesting to play. But outside of that, I sort of auditioned for a lot of stuff that was similar. And, you know, did like guest stars that was of a similar sort of background. And like, that was all great. Like, it gave me my footing in the industry. And like, I grew as an actress. And like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to play those roles again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to only do that.
So were you afraid that you were going to get like typecast?
I think I was for a while. Mm. I think it was really hard to convince. Well, what was really hard to convince people of was that I could play somebody who was funny. Mm. That was like a huge struggle, which is funny now because Margot is known for her humor and sort of like the comedic relief aspect. So, you know, and it was really challenging when I first booked Margot, because I could, you know, the comedy was inherent in the writing, but I had never done that before, and it was so much more challenging than anything I had ever done, figuring out the tone and the nuances, and you know, it's a completely different animal.
Tackling these bigger issues, so to
right,
speak,
right, yeah,
which takes an onus on itself when you do a movie or something like that,
yeah.
Like, you have this, not a responsibility, but you're tackling something big.
But kind of a responsibility.
Yeah, kind of a responsibility, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little, like, self-aggrandizing, I guess. But, I mean, it depends. I mean, if you're really, you know, demonstrating some pretty sensitive material, you have to be responsible in your presentation of it as an actress and sort of, like, protective of your character.
For sure.
Do you find...
Well, this, I have a kind of a different direction.
Me too.
Okay. Do you feel like with, you know, as you look at your career and your desire to get your career to, like, expand or head in a certain direction?
Right.
And not saying that it isn't expansive enough and that you've had a great career.
Yeah.
But do you feel like that a lot of that is up to you as a person? Or do you feel like that a lot of that is up to your management or agents? Like, what kind of responsibility do you now feel like, shit, like, now I have to start to do this if I want to get to an even higher level of exposure?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly do have, like, other goals that, you know, I mean, a lot of it, too, is, like, age, you know? I've never been afraid of, like, the aging process or all of a sudden not being able to play, you know, great characters or whatever, because, like I said, like, I was never really defined by, like, any sort of, like, aesthetic pressures or constraints because of, like, the cultural nuance stuff that I did. It sort of, like, lived outside of that. So in a way, you know, I've always said, like, oh yeah, I was typecast, which I was, but I was also liberated from a lot of conventional aesthetic pressures too, because a lot of the characters I played in the beginning of my career weren't, you know, you didn't necessarily have to be, like, beautiful or sexy, and, like, so I didn't feel a lot of those pressures, right? But I'm gonna kind of getting off track to what you asked. I certainly have goals that, you know, I sort of had to, you know, age into, and, you know, I went through my own life transitions and wasn't always as serious about my career as I am now, and I'm definitely in a more, like, serious place, and in a place where I can be consistently motivated.
Mm-hmm.
That I wasn't in my 20s, you know. I was always like, well, I don't know, maybe I'll move to Paris for a year.
Are you still in your 20s?
I'm 29. But
yeah,
I'll,
you've got the big 3-0 coming up.
Yeah, I
correct?
Do. Yeah, yeah, it's exciting.
July. July. What are you gonna 17th? Do for the big 3-0?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I'll probably be on set on The Magician, so I'm sure they'll take me out and do a fun thing. And
are you a party girl?
I had my fair share of fun when I was in my early 20s, but not really.
Well, and
not
you
really.
Said you're married.
I'm married,
which is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah,
but. Changes the dynamic
it
a little
does.
Bit.
It does.
Were you afraid to get married? Because, I mean, I know, like, I mean, in Hollywood, there's so many things that are, like, you know, are that can be, like, other ways to get your career bigger.
Right.
Did
right.
you ever have that sort of fear, you know, like, that, shoot, if I marry this person or if I do this, that I'm going to miss out on an opportunity? Because I know a lot of women, you know,
that's
and
a harsh reality.
It's a very harsh reality, but it's very true. And, you know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I think it's something that's very real out here. People don't talk about that much.
I'm sure. Yeah. And I've definitely seen that perception. I've seen that at play and at work. But I wasn't afraid of it because I feel like if you're going to have a meaningful career and you have a talent that is of value, it's going to happen regardless. It doesn't. I mean, the people I admire were not defined by their sexual availability or desirability, their passing desirability. You know, they're defined by consistently doing quality work and, you know, and making wise decisions and stuff. So no, because the career that I'm interested in ultimately having, I don't think would or should be affected by that.
Now, in the years that you've been doing this, were you affected by Weinstein type Me Too sort of stuff?
No, I was never affected by that. I mean, and I don't know if that was just having great representatives who sort of like were very protective of me.
Yeah.
I've been with my manager since I was a child, essentially. Hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I got very lucky.
Yeah.
I really did.
It surprises me just because I know the nature of the business and I see how beautiful you are. And it's surprising that never happened to me.
It never happened. And I actually did a film with the Weinstein Company when I was 19. But nothing ever happened to me like that.
Good.
Yeah.
And by the way, I wanted to ask, like in like 2007, 2008 or whatever, you had a couple, you were named like most looking forward to or seeing the career or like best young, whatever.
Yeah.
Did that put a lot of pressure on you?
Put an incredible amount of pressure on me, and I was incredibly disappointed throughout my 20s that I was not working as much as people may have expected, because I think, you know, not a lot of people were talking about the limitations for you know, the ethnic women were facing at that time.
Yeah.
It wasn't as progressive as it is now. There was just not opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took a very long time for the opportunities to sort of happen for me. And now it's like I really feel like I could live up to all of that because there's a demand in the market for women like me. There just wasn't in like 2009, 2010. There just wasn't a lot of roles.
Did that screw with you mentally at all?
Totally. Yeah. See, that's more what I struggled with as opposed to the sexual violence and confrontational aspects. Like I struggled more with, you know, how, you know, my ethnicity was limiting my opportunity and how that affected my self-esteem, as my self-esteem was like forming. It's hard not to like take that on and to sometimes feel like you're going crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I live in the United States of America. I live in Southern California. I look like every other girl. Mm. Why can't I play every other girl?
Do you ever, did it ever, this is just devil's advocate, internalize that and then have a distaste for your own ethnicity or whatnot and go, I wish I was something different?
No, it never became that, thank God. I'm sure it could have become that.
Yeah.
It just was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking to have had some opportunities and have the things that were said about me and these awards and stuff and sort of like this great expectation when I was like 20 years old, and to not really have control over, you know,
even have the opportunities to continue that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that a lot. I mean, it's kind of crazy how wild, like, Hollywood is sometimes, like, we're so forward and we're so inclusive.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just 2 years ago that, you know, a lot of black actors and actresses were begging to get awards, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Having to literally pick it and beg to be recognized for their talents.
Yeah, And it's happening now.
Yeah,
finally.
Now it's finally happening.
And now you grew up in Saudi Arabia?
I lived in Saudi Arabia for 2 years. My father's Saudi Arabian, but I grew up mostly in the Persian Gulf and Bahrain.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is pretty close
That's
to Saudi.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. I love Bahrain.
What was the childhood like?
Amazing. I love it. I've been back to the Middle East, and I love it there. I love going to Dubai and spending time there, and, you know, seeing how much it's changed since I've been there is, like, incredible.
The Persian Gulf sounds nice. Is it nice?
It's so nice. I mean, if you're looking for a great holiday, go to Bahrain. I mean, it's got the tropical beaches. It's got the great resorts. The people are wonderful.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
I can't imagine
really
there's a
place.
Big gay population.
Dude, there are gay people everywhere, dude.
Well, that's true. We are everywhere.
Yeah.
I was just at that boot store over on, I guess it's Gardner.
Yeah.
Oh, that gay street? You were on the gay street.
No, it wasn't a gay street, but I'm saying I saw 7 gay guys in there.
Okay.
And there was only 11 people in there.
We have to keep in mind your gaydar is terrible, so they could have all been straight. They could have been women, for that matter. You have no idea.
Whatever.
We're not going in the base. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh,
whatever.
Okay. But then,
you guys aren't perfect.
Then you moved, that I read, that you moved back to the States and lived in a Mormon community?
Well, there happened to be a lot of, like, Mormon families there. It was a pretty conservative community.
Huh.
And, like, my mom sort of, like, arbitrarily, like, picked a neighborhood that we were going to live in. Like, one day she just came home when we were still in Bahrain and was like, by the way, we're moving to the States. I think you guys should, like, know where you come from.
Huh.
And things were getting heated out there politically. And, you know, you're like 15, you don't really have a say in where you go. I didn't want to go. I mean, I remember that flight coming here.
Really?
Oh, It was heartbreaking. And it was 16 hours long. So it was like 16 hours.
Just drawn out misery.
What was the heartbreaking?
Yeah,
like,
what was going through your mind of that?
Well, number one, just leaving, because I loved where I lived. And I went to an international school, Department of Defense, American Department of Defense school. So I was exposed to, you know, a lot of nationalities. But I was also exposed to, like, my American side, too. So I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. Hmm. Like, I had a great life. I loved it there. And all my friends were there. And, you know, and all my father was there. Yeah. And I had to leave my dad. And that was just miserable. Yeah. I mean, it all worked out. But
yeah, I mean, look where you are now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a great place, obviously. You've gotten a lot of opportunities that you probably wouldn't have gotten over there, which
I wouldn't
is great.
Have. Yeah.
And
what is the entertainment industry like there?
That's a good question.
Do they like beckon you back? Is there like,
I think it's emerging.
Big Brother in Dubai? Right. I don't know. Like,
I think they have a lot of money in Dubai, right?
Yeah, they
so
do.
They're starting to finance a lot of films, and the Dubai Film Festival is picking up some speed.
Yeah.
And so I think they're definitely have a presence that'll continue to grow in the film industry for sure.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have some, I'm going to go into some nerdy questions from some of our fans.
Awesome.
Okay. AX from MN wants to know, is it more fun in Filleroy or in Earth plot lines? We're going back to the magicians.
Yeah, that's a tough one because everybody who works in the Earth storyline, the more grounded urban storyline, is envious of the people who work in the Fillory storyline. And I've pretty much only worked in the Fillory storyline. And I love it. And the costumes are amazing.
But
and
you want to work in the Earth storyline.
Sometimes I'm like, it would be nice to just wear some jeans and not like, you know, silk gowns for like 16 hours a day every
grass
day.
Is always green.
Grass is always green.
Always.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But everybody looks at the gowns that are like handmade for me that are gorgeous. And they're like, well, I want to wear that. I'm tired of my stupid skinny jeans. And I'm like, I would kill to be in some skinny jeans right now. It's so much more comfortable.
All right. They named Michelle is asking, do you have a favorite eye patch that you wear? And has your depth perception changed from having to wear an eye patch so much?
Wow.
Well, it proved to be more challenging than I thought it was going to be, and I didn't really talk about it a lot to anybody on set during production because I had to focus so much more. So I didn't tell my buddies or my castmates like, hey, you know, this has been really hard. I didn't really talk about
it. Because I can't see
it.
You out of one eye?
Yeah.
That sort of thing?
Yeah. And also, it changes things you don't even think about. The people who, you know, really got the burden of it was the makeup department. Because they had to make sure continuity.
Yeah.
Like, did the strap move?
Right.
Can we see
her on the right eye?
Yeah. And our director of photography had to make sure that we weren't lighting the eye patch too much and we didn't see through the eye patch. But a lot of times I couldn't see, and for sure, like in the middle of it, it affected my depth perception a bit. And
now though, like your vision's fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, but
do you ever break out the eye patch in real life?
Oh my God, I had a dream about the eye patch.
Ooh, where's this going? Is this one of those dreams that women have?
It was just a dream that the eye patch you could see through, and I was like, guys, you can see through the eye patch! You can see through the eye patch!
Let's
like
analyze that. What does that mean?
That's sexy. I think a risque eye patch.
Yeah. And everybody was freaking out that you could see the real eyeball underneath the eye patch.
That says something.
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of people seeing the real you?
Maybe.
Is that the question?
I don't know.
Have you ever put it on for your husband?
No, but he did see it. He loved it. He was like, this is awesome.
But nothing ever like role playing.
No role playing.
You've never played Margot in a role playing situation.
Yeah.
No, I want to. That would be interesting.
Or listen
what
to that song,
that
One
like?
Eyed Girl. Who sings that song?
I don't know that
You're
song.
You're my one-eyed girl.
Yeah.
I think it's
brown-eyed
girl. Brown-eyed
girl.
Brown-eyed girl.
Yeah.
By Van Morrison.
Thank you, Anthony.
We
Van Morrison.
Swap brown.
Wow. you know what? And by the way, there's been no points. Not your fault. But take some points away for that.
That's not fair.
Oh, why? I could tell her to do points if I want.
Yeah, if you want to cheat a little.
I've been doing my points.
Well, what about this then? Do you get, and I would imagine that you do, people that also are eye patch wearers that reach out to you and be like, oh, this is so cool. You kind of...
Actually, I do. And
you're like a beacon of the community.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like, you know, Margo still has fun with it, and she's still allowed to like feel desirable and look cool and chic and like have fun with her eye patch. And I think that's important because there are a lot of people who have lost an eye or, you know, have had problems with their sight.
Yeah,
and
of course.
To have a character who sort of like takes it in stride and doesn't become a victim over it and is sort of like, all right, I'm going to be just as fabulous as I was before, right. if not more fabulous.
Right.
I think it's like really important. I love the way the writers handled it, that there wasn't this like big dramatic scene where like I wallowed in not having an eye.
You don't like method act though and like... Close your eye and around the house. And
oh, I did.
You did?
For sure. I had like a headband that I would sling around one eye. And
I mean,
walk
I guess
around.
You got to get used to it. I you mean, that's it. Reasonable.
Well, I quickly realized in third
not very
season.
Practical.
Yeah. Well, I would prepare with two eyes and then I would show up to set and I'd be like completely thrown off. Yeah, it changes things. You have no idea. I finally opened up to one of my castmates about it, Stella, who plays Julia on the show, and I was like, yeah, man. I had to do this and this and this and this. And she was like, what? You never even said anything. I thought you were just wearing some glittery eye patch. And like, it was like no biggie.
Is there a lot of hooking up going on in your show? I mean, you're married.
There's like none. It's
even in like the crew.
Like cast.
I feel like there's something innately sexual about this.
Yeah,
hot wizardy world.
There should be.
And everyone's banging behind the scenes.
No,
no,
man. We're like old people or something. I mean, we don't even like
you're
go
like
out Dumbledore's. And get crazy. Yeah, we'll like meet up for dinner and go to bed at 9.
One of, we got a social media question was, if you had to play Mary F. Kill with the three leads from Harry Potter, who would it be? Who would you marry? Harry, Ron?
I'd marry Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you kill and who would you bang? Would you bang Hermione? You could.
Yeah.
And then you would kill Ron?
Yeah.
At what age would you bang Hermione?
On the age of consent.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
How about you? Mary F. Kill, Ron, Harry, and
Hermione.
I'd probably
marry Ron because I feel like he needs somebody in his life.
You
know? Yeah. Oh, you're doing it? It's a pity marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, very, very kind of you.
Very popular.
Okay.
Very
and popular. Then you'd bang Hermione and kill Harry?
Yeah, I'd kill Harry.
Everybody wants to kill Harry. I mean, he's already got all these other people going for him.
He'd already be used to it.
I'd marry Harry, probably.
Yeah.
Really?
And I think I'd kill Hermione because she annoys, I mean, for obvious reasons, but she annoys the hell out of me. I don't think I want to bang Ron, though.
Yeah, but you consider it, though.
Can I throw Snape in there? Okay, sorry. We're talking about Snape.
Jeepers, guy.
How about your characters on your show? The characters, not the actors.
I'd marry Elliot all the way. And then I'd fuck Elliot, too.
Yeah.
And then I would just kill the lot of them, except for Elliot. Off with all their heads.
Good answer. I really like that.
Who are some actresses that, like, you that you kind of see yourself, like in the same world as, or that you kind of, like, look up to, or...
Yeah, I mean, the actresses that I've always looked up to, like Diane Weiss, I've looked up to her since I saw Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm. She's the best.
She played the mom. I've always loved her work. I'm blanking now. I know who. Jessica Lange.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
I saw her
in quality
Francis.
People.
Was she in Bates Motel? Yeah.
Francis? No,
oh,
that's
you've never
familiar.
Seen her
I've
Francis.
Seen Francis, of course.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't
that
know.
Like made me want to be an actress.
Francis from Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
No. Francis is dark, dude. There's a snake bit.
Francis
from Pee Wee's Big Adventure was the guy who stole his bike. That's really funny.
The bathtub scene?
No, Francis is a true story about Francis. Oh,
the bathtub scene was haunting.
She was an actress who was cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo. But also, like, driven to insanity a bit,
yes,
by the studio
for sure.
system.
For sure. I mean, it was very... And she was really good. And Sam Shepard's in it, too, I think.
Yeah, great.
Ooh, I love Sam Shepard from Mask.
That's Eric Stoltz. No, Sam Elliott, you're thinking. I can read him. Like, I got the...
I love Sam Elliott.
You do love Sam Elliott. You did a movie with Harrison Ford.
I did, yeah.
Did you ever fly with him in a plane?
I have not, no.
Would you?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Really?
He doesn't have the best record of late.
Really?
He's had a couple
near
misses.
Oh, like with him flying the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. No, I mean, I know nothing about it.
I didn't mean, like, would you go on a Delta flight with her?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't, like, object to being on a plane with Harrison Ford.
Yeah. He's, like, one for four on recent flights.
Yeah,
I have an intense fear of flying. Mike knows this. And so.
Really?
Where
do you shoot Magicians?
In Vancouver.
So are you flying a lot?
Yeah, you gotta fly.
Now wait, hold on. We had Adina Porter on who did American Horror Story filmed something, I don't remember if it was that or whatever, in Vancouver. And she said Vancouver was the most sexual city she's ever been in.
That's
remember that?
Really?
Do you get a sexual vibe from
it? There's the Sutton Vancouver? Hotel, right, that they call the Slutton.
I don't know this.
Because all the actors stay there and they eventually like all end up hooking up with each other, I'm sure. And like, you know, you get lonely on location.
I want to go to Vancouver all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think that's like the spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a. I was gonna bring up a couple. Just chat about current topics.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring them up and let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Number one, I read today about a woman who went to bed with a headache and she woke up with a British accent. And it's actually a term called foreign accent syndrome.
Wow.
Speaking of the British, they're taking our people in comas now.
Apparently. And I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're body snatching.
Have you ever woken up with an accent or attempted to do an accent that...
I've woken up, I think, with like a lisp or something. I woke up one time, a spider had bit me one time on the cheek or something, and I couldn't use all the letters.
Are you good at accents?
Huh? I don't think so, really.
I would imagine. How about you? You're probably good.
I'm
What's your go-to
good at
accent?
Accents, but a lot of people say I sound Southern for some reason.
Yeah, you do.
Just in like normal life? Or when?
Yeah, they say I have a bit of a Southern twang to me. I don't know why. I grew up with a lot of Southerners. Like, there was a lot of kids from like Texas in my school, and a lot of like my friends were from the South. Hmm. I don't know if that like rubbed off on me. I have no idea why I sound a little Southern. Hmm. It's a little odd. And some like I'm constantly trying to make Margo like super Southern. Mm-hmm. And like I'm and always like... directed against it. Like I actually one time one of our directors was like, can you like make her less Blanche DuBois? Because I came out and I was like, oh dear.
That's why gay men love it too. Yeah. For sure. Over the top.
She's like languid and
Do you have a British accent?
I had a go-to British accent because for some reason when you audition for a lot of like Indian characters, they want like a mid-Atlantic or British accent.
Really?
Yeah, and I went to British schools.
Oh.
But please don't put me on the spot.
That's okay, Governor.
Yeah. I've seen Dunkirk.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the line they make you do.
Very good.
Okay, next topic, Olympics. How are we feeling?
I'll say this. I saw Adam
Rippon.
Coolest uniform I thought he had.
Yeah.
And
we had Gus Kenworthy in here, the skier who's now. You weren't here that day.
No, I wasn't here. Nice. I used to live with a skier, a guy who was in like, who won a medal in like junior Olympics or whatever.
Oh, cool.
And he could jump over a Volkswagen Beetle.
Awesome.
He could jump over it.
Wow.
You mean with skis?
No, just running, jump. Land on the other side.
That's pretty cool.
Jump
That's
over.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Okay.
But he had some crazy, he was really wild, and he was watching all kinds of like naughty videos and stuff in the house and everything. We had to let him go.
Lovely guy. But, Olympics overall, are you watching?
I have not. I Maybe should. Not. I used to figure skate and I like watching it, but I had, And
like
my
until
brother
when?
Did with me. I don't know when I finally just was, I told my parents, like, enough. Like, my mom got, like, super stage mom about it.
Oh, my God. That's what happened with me. My dad was a semi-pro bowler.
Oh, okay.
And he used to, like, push it on, like a dad, like, at a T-ball game. And, like, son, hit the ball. He'd go, Matt, bowl. You know, get this. And I'd be like, Dad, I don't want to bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
True story.
No, it's like the Billy Elliot of Pennsylvania.
That's pretty much what it was.
I'm not a bowler, Dad.
I hate you and I hate the pins.
Pardon me, I get a little bit, it's like competing against some of these other countries that don't even, aren't doing very well, I find it almost a little messed up at
a certain
point. I
know, it's
point.
Fucked up, right?
You mean like...
Yeah, like we show up with all this gear and like their players are like running like there or swimming. Like half the swim team has to swim from the country.
Harrison Ford's flying the other half over.
Yeah, that's it, dude. But seriously though, they're like half these guys are flying in like coat, you know, it's just like... I start to wonder, like, are we just showing off? Like, at a certain point, it almost feels like we're just showing off.
Totally.
Yeah. I also have problems with the Olympics because I feel so bad when people work their whole lives and then, like, one inch of that figure skate is off and it really has nothing to do with their trying and then it's, like, ruined.
Yeah.
And that just makes me want to cry every time so I can't watch it.
Yeah, and the,
but there are some
the
pretty
laces
boys.
Weren't stringed up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one thing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I saw that movie. That
Next thing I'm going to ask about is SpaceX. We shot a... big old Tesla into space.
Oh, right.
Wow. One of the new ones?
Yeah. Did you see it in the sky that time?
Can you?
Oh, yeah. That big amoeba-looking thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And now there's, like, literally a Tesla in orbit.
Car?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A car. He put up a car in space. Elon
I'm not surprised.
Not
wow.
Beginning of the new age, maybe?
Huh?
Beginning of a new age?
I mean, it just...
Would you go in space or would you go underwater? What
I
would
hope
you rather
shoots
do?
A million of them up there. There's so much traffic down here. I hope it shoots half of them.
I don't think that's the purpose. You could live underwater or in space. What do you do?
I'd go underwater. Space is going to get so boring, dude. There's nothing
underwater
out there.
Or space?
Underwater.
Really?
Although I do look forward to when like space travel is like economized and like the general public can like go to space.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to space with the general public.
Or like with Warren Buffett.
No way.
Yeah, right. Warren Buffett's not having you on his plane.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on a 94-day flight with a bunch of mooks.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe I don't want to go to space.
And then it becomes Passengers.
Yeah.
Which I know you've really liked because I read an article.
I saw that movie on a... I saw it once and I loved it. I love that movie.
Is it a new movie?
It's Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. It was last year, maybe?
Yeah.
Good.
Or the year before.
Oh, it's great. But then I was like on a plane like trying to distract myself from fear. And then I turned on Passengers, and I was like, this is not the movie to be watching on a plane.
That's true. That's probably not true.
I like never get off the plane.
Funny, like, I just was reading an article about a house you bought where you live over in Pasadena.
Yeah, yeah.
A nice 1.8 mil house.
I know, yeah.
Really?
You could totally go online and see pictures of, like, her house.
Yeah.
But, like,
wow.
Like,
my dad called me, and he's like, what the hell?
Like, you could...
like, what? And he's like, everybody's going to know where you live. You're going to have people coming. I'm like, stop. I mean, he gets just as, you know, fearful of things happening as I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're scaring me. You're scaring me. I don't have my alarm system yet.
It's a beautiful house.
It
like, you can,
gorgeous.
I felt a little like I was invading your privacy
you.
As I was going through these, like, pictures. I mean, they're like, they're not like candid pictures. They're pictures
right.
that, like, the real estate company would put
up. Oh, it's not like
the
them
house.
Eating dinner.
No.
That would be
those
awesome.
Those pictures I have in a different,
okay.
a different area.
I'm like, this seems a little wild, you know?
Me and my husband just, like, posing in the rooms, like, eating ramen.
Do you want to have kids?
It's not something I'm thinking about at this point.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not something I'm thinking about. I've never had that like fire underneath me. I've never had that like instinct. I mean, I remember like when I was a kid and, you know, they would like, you know, want to be a mommy and like playing with their dolls. I just thought it was...
No, you just didn't connect to that.
I didn't connect to it, and I haven't started to connect to it yet.
Interesting.
But who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, how does your husband feel about it?
He'll support me in whatever I choose, and we choose, and yeah. Hmm.
Does he still play tennis?
I wish he did. We used to go to Santa Barbara a lot and play tennis together and like sort of like hit the ball around.
That's so Santa Barbara.
It's so Santa Barbara. It's so Santa Barbara. But no, he doesn't. I wish he did, though, because I think he would get a lot out of it. He'd get a lot of joy out of it. But he got injured, and that was it.
And what does he do with most of his time now?
He's in finance.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like for him to be married to someone in Hollywood?
I don't... I think I'm so not Hollywood.
Yeah, you don't strike me as that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I barely leave Pasadena. Like, I don't think, you know... I don't think he's ever had to deal with any, like, negative exposure. Like, I mean, he's so far loved all of it. I mean, he loves visiting set, and he gets along great with the cast.
That's cool.
He goes with me to, like, photo shoots, and, like, he gets a kick out of it.
Is he protective?
He's not. He trusts me. He trusts that I'm a smart woman, and then I'll know how to protect myself. But I'm sure if he needed to be, he would be fiercely protective. But like, he's not like that kind of
hovering.
Dude. He's not that kind of dude.
He's
like,
confident.
I don't see like you would go for that kind of dude anyway.
Yeah, and like, you know, I think what he likes about me is it's like, all right, do your thing, you know, and let me know if you need me. But yeah, he totally gets a kick out of the whole like.
Acting.
Oh,
are you guys doing anything big for Valentine's Day tonight?
We're just going to dinner in Pasadena.
That's good.
That's okay.
We're super low key.
Are you doing anything?
I'm not doing anything, I don't think. I'm doing this.
Yeah, no, this is a lot. This is the highlight of my Valentine's Day as well, for sure.
This is a highlight of my Valentine's Day. I'll probably try not to watch any pornography or anything like that.
Good. Porn on premium. Porn on premium's free today.
Oh, it is?
Just
thank
today.
You for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The high definition
there
stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, dude, for telling me that.
High quality.
I just said I don't want to watch it. I do appreciate that.
I will be going to my go-to restaurant. I go to like 3 or 4 nights a week. And they actually have a magician there every Sunday night.
What, Earth, Wind, and Flower?
Yeah.
Wow, nothing sounds lamer than an adult man watching a magician at Earth, Wind, and Flower.
Wait.
On Valentine's Day.
Wait. By himself. By himself.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I don't even have to order because they know what I want.
I'm
going
to call Pet Rescue, I feel
theoretically, I don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah. And that's a good thing.
But that do you can't at be least do you, what do you do when the magician does
one
a
out
good
of the
trick?
Seven one out of the seven nights a week it's a good thing. The rest is just oh god, I'm so lonely.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Last question I want to ask you, and this was one of the fans asked too. What would you love to see happen to Margo that, you know, isn't something that's actually going to happen, or what would you love to see happen? If you could write it and do something cool with it, what would you do?
I'd like to see her find some love. Yeah. I want her to find like a partner, you know, and like whoever that is. And I also like, I want to know who her parents are. Like, who the heck made this crazy woman?
Yeah. Like, do you have an answer in your head? A lot of actors, you know, they do that. They create the backstory. Do you have that?
No.
Okay, good.
I haven't even tried. I've had some conversations with John McNamara, one conversation about it, where he told me some ideas and they sound interesting. And so I don't know. I hope eventually it's explored.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's happening? Is she going to get a love interest?
I think eventually she will. Yeah. The writers are so smart and like how they've handled my character. Like, I'm consistently like impressed, and like I've never taken issue with anything that they've given me, and like I've always been super delighted. And you know, I think they have great plans for all of our characters, and they've done a really great job.
So. And so right now you're filming?
We are not filming.
You're not
right
filming,
now.
But you will be for your birthday around.
Hopefully we go back in June. Hopefully we get the pickup and we're back at it. And
so you're waiting for that?
We're waiting for the pickup.
And what's that like? Like, is there any, like, what's that like?
It's tough. Honestly. It's tough because obviously, like, you know, you want to keep working and you want to, especially if it's like a good gig, you know? But our ratings are great. People love the show and they keep watching it. So I don't think it's stuff. I mean, I think we're going to be back at it soon. So hopefully we just get that like official word.
And then I read, you're in Under the Silver Lake? Is that what it's called?
I did, yeah. I did Under the Silver Lake last year while I was filming The Magicians.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We had Ricky Lindholm in here, who is also in the film.
Oh, great, great.
And Andrew Garfield's in the film and whatnot. But,
oh, nice.
So is that your other, another project that we can look for
years? Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure when the release date is, but I you know, I had a scene with Andrew Garfield, and I play like an ex-girlfriend and who's like a Billboard model, and then she's like on Billboard, you know.
How was he? Was he cool?
Oh, he was fantastic. Yeah.
He has an accent, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Slight.
From where?
Nothing major, somewhere. I don't think.
I don't know. Accents in general are cool.
Somewhere abroad.
Really? Where?
I don't know.
Nigeria?
I don't think Andrew Garfield is from Nigeria.
He could be.
I think he's English. I think he's English,
too. Or Aussie. Yeah. That would be my guess. One of those.
No, he's a great guy. Really smart. Really
British,
talented,
then.
Obviously.
Very cool. He's British.
Well, he went to bed. And then he woke up and he was British.
Maybe that's what happened.
Probably sounds very guilty.
I'm going to do that just to create some mystique around me.
What an awesome thing to do. I can totally say. All right. Well, those are my questions. I've got my questions filled up.
No, I think it's been super entertaining. I think we need to have a final round.
Yeah. Everybody can watch The Magicians on Sci-Fi.
Yes.
Wednesday nights at 9 Central?
No. Uh-huh.
Who says Central?
I don't know. West Coast. I don't know.
9 is probably the East Coast.
9 East Coast, 8 Central.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Or they say 10, 9 Central? Or they say 9.
If you were in New York, what time does it come on?
9, 8 Central.
9, 8 Central.
Okay, 9, 8 Central. On Sci-Fi, you can watch the new season of Magicians.
Yeah.
So we said the point-wise, all right, maybe we weren't keeping points during the game. I think you have some in your head, though. I think in your head you have
some. And I want to say, while she's putting the points together, if you have a friend that's a magician, reach out to them and let them know you care.
Yeah.
Because I think that doesn't happen a ton.
I think magicians have it just fine, dude.
You think?
I think they're, like, I envy them. I think they're cool.
Feeding the rabbits alone,
they're cheesy, but...
You're at home alone feeding rabbits all the time?
I don't think that's what it's like.
I think they're misunderstood. They just need a great publicist, you know? They just need somebody to really, like, market them.
Fair enough. Okay, so we're at a place now. Do you want to let us know where we are before we do, like, a final round?
Yeah.
Where do we stand generally in the score points?
Well, Matt's at 1,000 and Theo's at 800. Ooh, and so. I just decided...
Theo has some catching up to do.
It's close.
So we're going to do one final Hail Mary.
Okay.
Or
one final chance. Let's just call it that.
Well, for you, it would be... Well, not necessarily. Sorry. I guess I was looking at it from my perspective.
How many points is the final worth?
What do you think?
200.
And one?
Oh yeah, 201.
201.
Yeah.
Boom.
201.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what?
201 Dalmatians. You ever seen it?
No.
Good pick.
Yeah.
So what is going to be our final round?
But we could do roses are red.
Yeah. There we go. Why don't we
Make
just
it
do
easy.
A? We'll do. We'll each do a Valentine's poem to you.
Okay.
Okay. In the roses are red right. kind of scenario.
Awesome.
This is called a West Hollywood Valentine.
Oh my God.
Roses are red, violets are blue, abracadabra, and I'll be inside you.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
See, I put magic in there too. Abracadabra. No? Okay, go ahead. You still need a second?
Roses are red. Sorry.
Sorry.
Roses are red, violets are black, comedians have big cocks, magicians are whack. Down with Britain, down with Britain.
Well, why did you say cocks with a British accent?
I don't know.
I get Matt wins.
Yeah! Wow. Voila, presto chango.
Wow, wow. Magicians have bad judgment. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Sci-fi magicians have bad judgment.
Well, Summer, thank you very much for.
Thank
I hope
you.
We hope you had fun, and
this
thank you for
awesome.
The win.
Yeah,
everybody,
so
check out the
thank
Magicians
you.
On Sci-Fi Wednesday nights, 9/8 Central, mm-hmm. and we'll look out for that movie. And we hope you get picked up
awesome.
And are working away. And happy upcoming
thank
birthday,
you. Thank
the big 3-0.
Yeah,
thanks.
You're gonna have a big career. I have a feeling about that. You're gonna have a big career. So
thank you.
Yeah, best of luck to you. Cheers
and work on
and
that radar.
Thank you.
Work on that gaydar.
Awesome. This is fun.
All right, bye guys. Thank
bye.
You. Andy. Thank you, Thea.